With the Omicron variant now sweeping rapidly across the country, healthcare workers are once again being asked to respond. Many are tired, frustrated, even angry, and feel like they're operating outside of public view. Well, South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has the story of one nurse with a special ability to show the world what they're going through.
Alan Hawes pulls up images on his computer that are raw and intimate, like the anguished eyes of a 72-year-old man in a hospital bed, trapped behind a mask.
He was extremely scared, and I think that comes across in the photo. He's just kind of looking into the lens, like, help me.
A former photojournalist for nearly 20 years, Hawes is used to taking pictures of people when they're most vulnerable. Now he works as a registered nurse at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The man in the picture was a patient.
And he told me, I don't ever want anyone to have to go through this.
Hawes says that patient, Joel Croxton, was fully vaccinated with a booster when he got COVID-19 in September. He had a weakened immune system and would not survive on a ventilator. He fought for his life with a cumbersome breathing device strapped around his head, while continuing to urge others to get vaccinated. A caption beneath his picture quotes him saying, "It's not only protecting yourself, it's protecting people like me."
And this one was really sad because he did everything right. This man did everything right, and he ended up dying.
Hawes says Croxton likely got COVID from someone not wearing a mask. The photojournalist who once captured critical moments for the Chicago Tribune and the Associated Press says he turned to a career in critical care to stop observing and start helping people. But the pandemic, now stretching into a third year, has left the 52-year-old feeling helpless. People are still dying despite the availability of a vaccine. If only they could get a glimpse of his daily experiences.
If the public was more educated and could see what was going on and feel some of those emotions that I hope my photos show, I felt like it would make a bigger difference.
Hawes started doing the unthinkable in a hospital a few months ago, taking pictures of patients, their families, and healthcare workers during painfully private moments. Hospital officials and those who agreed to be photographed desperately want to convince people to wear a mask and get vaccinated. They hope the stark images Hawes captured can help.
Oh boy, this one. This was a prayer cloth.
In one photo, a prayer cloth made by a family to provide comfort and spiritual strength is attached to a mother's IV pole next to her bed. It's sealed in a plastic bag marked, "Please do not throw away." She died in October. Another picture captures a nurse breaking down in tears after calling a patient's wife, urging her to come quickly. Her husband is about to take his final breath. And then there's a photograph of a woman whose fiancé is on a ventilator, holding a notebook open with words like pain, spit, tired, handwritten boldly for him to point to communicate. They are images fellow nurse Sarah Bucko knows all too well.
I look at these pictures and I can tell you their names. I can tell you whether they lived or died. And my coworkers of how they were feeling that day.
Bucko has worked at the hospital for nearly 20 years. She says she loves caring for people, but she too is exhausted physically, mentally, emotionally. And she's tired of seeing colleagues leave, but she gets it. Her doctor has urged her to get a new job because of the stress. But perhaps what bothers the 40-year-old the most.
I've been told by patients' families that we are making this up to drum up business in the hospital, that this is all a hoax.
Hailed as heroes at the beginning of the pandemic, Bucko says healthcare workers are now accused, questioned, and demoralized. Even after saving a loved one's life, she says family members have told her they're still not sure they'll get vaccinated.
And I think if anything, these pictures show that this is real. And that's why it's important that people see these.
Stephen Murray believed he could fight off COVID like the flu when he reluctantly went to the emergency room just before Labor Day. He agreed to be photographed sitting in a chair, tubes in his nose, looking defiant.
I was like, no, not me. I'm tough. I'm 37 years old. I'm not going to die.
But within an hour of being admitted, Murray says doctors told him that was what would likely happen if he did not get intubated. Stubbornly, he refused, admitting now he was scared he would die if he was put on a ventilator. Somehow, he survived, and no, he wasn't vaccinated.
I just was straight up, and I said, when they asked me why not, I said, because I'm a d-. That was my answer.
Murray says he bought into what he calls the hoopla of misinformation and politics surrounding the pandemic. He praises the nurses who cared for him and now pleads with people to get vaccinated.
We need to give these people a break because eventually they're going to break. And if they're not there to take care of you, it's going to be a bad, bad time.
A poll conducted in September by the research company Morning Consult shows nearly 1 in 5 healthcare workers has quit their job since February. Dr. Alyssa Reingold, a clinical psychologist at the Medical University, fears the trend is far from over.
I do worry as even if the pandemic does subside, that we'll probably continue to see people leaving the field thereafter just because of that sense of burnout.
She says healthcare workers feel increasingly frustrated, angry, and isolated, battling not only a disease, but political opinions.
It's absolutely tough, especially with such differing views and how public health has become politicized, I think has made it a struggle for healthcare workers to do what they want to do. They want to help people get well.
Alan Hawes just wants to save lives, and he's willing to use his skills as a critical care nurse and a photojournalist. He doesn't yet know how far his images, featured on the hospital's Facebook page and in local news, will go, but he hopes they educate.
The more people see, the more they understand, the better decisions people make. That's what journalism's about.
When it comes to nursing, for Hawes, it's about those moments he cannot capture with a camera. Like the mother whose 30-year-old unvaccinated daughter could not be saved.
And she got on her knees and grabbed my ankle and was begging me to do something. And I had no idea what to do. So I just kneeled down next to her and put my arm around her.
Nursing is about the compassion he continues to share, despite the chaos of a pandemic that won't go away. For NPR News, I'm Victoria Hansen in Charleston, South Carolina.